WBSM presents The Barry Richards Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richards Show. WBSM presents The Barry Richards Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richards Show.
Welcome to our program for a Wednesday. Sorry about the transition there. You know, the funny thing, I'm here. I made it here. I should get points for that, right? I'm sitting in my office saying, gee, I think I'm pretty well caught up on everything, and it's still only like 11:30. And so I think I'll go make myself another cup of coffee. All of a sudden, my cell phone rings. Tim called me. He said, are you going on the air or what? And I said, yeah, I'm here. I'm in my office. And he said, Barry, it's 12:15. And without even thinking about it, my clock in my office must have stopped due to the storm while I was away. So I apologize. I said, holy crap, that's not actually what I said. But so I ran down here to the studio, and here I am, and I'm looking out the window, and it is freaking snowing out there right now. Not going to be anything to worry about, though, but it is snowing. I see power trucks pulling into the parking lot here. The folks that do that kind of work have been doing it since Sunday night, and we thank them for that. And want to welcome you. Missed being here the last couple of days, was completely unable to travel like many of you. And finally, when I had a chance this morning, I said, I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to get to the studio. Now, we've been hammered like many folks. If you are listening to me right now, you are listening either on the app or you are listening on the website. You're streaming because the signal is off of the air, and some damage apparently with those hurricane force winds over the weekend. That's not my wheelhouse, so I'll leave that to somebody who knows more about it to figure it out and to describe it. But I guess we've been down since Monday in that regard. And they are working on it. It's very tough to get to an antenna and do work on a transmitter when there's this much snow on the ground. But we're going to muddle through. We're going to make it. We will be back up to snuff just as quickly as possible. But to all of you that have found us on the app and on the website, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. As I look around the parking lot, I see mountains and mountains of snow. And I see very few cars in the parking lot. Not too many people out and about still. I know that travel is very difficult for some of you. Getting out your front door is still very difficult for some of you. It was an historic storm. And there have been, you know, it's kind of funny. Over the past few days, I searching through social media, fortunately, we didn't lose power, right? We didn't lose our power. So I was able to entertain myself with various things. But searching through social media, many of the young folks were saying, finally, we can stop hearing about the blizzard of 78. Boy, I'll tell you, this was one for the record books. In terms of the amount of snow that fell, officially 37 inches here in New Bedford, 37 in Dartmouth, 41 in Fall River. They hit the jackpot of everybody around the region. And it's a lot of snow. No question, it's a lot of snow. The blizzard of 78 was a very different kind of storm, however, and this storm came very close to being another blizzard of 78. Even though there was more snow in this storm than there was in the blizzard of 78, what made the blizzard of 78 different was that it was an actual hurricane. The blizzard of 78 was an actual rare winter hurricane, and it stalled offshore for a couple of days, and it just spun moisture in off of the ocean, and there was thunder and lightning and hurricane force winds, sustained winds, not gusts. We had some hurricane force gusts in this storm, which did cause a lot of damage and caused people a lot of problems. So that's the difference between the two storms here. This was a major nor'easter with a lot of moisture, no question about it. But so the other thing about social media, when you've got a lot of time and not much else to do with it, couldn't go out, couldn't go driving around anywhere, because the driveways were still pretty snowed in and the streets were still pretty snowed in, and we had a no driving ban anyway, or a driving ban, which has now been lifted, by the way. I probably spent more time scrolling around on the internet than I usually do, other than for work purposes. But immediately on Monday, the complaints started to roll in. I have very little patience with people who whine. I can talk to anybody. I can debate with anybody. I can disagree with anybody. I can agree with you. But I don't like whiners. And, you know, already by Monday night, how come my street hasn't been plowed? How come my lights aren't on yet? By the way, anybody out there who is in a situation like I am, to be perfectly honest with you, when the power goes out, you can't cook on your stove because you have an electric stove. No heat because you have electric heat. Obviously, no lights, no internet. Well, you can thank the Democrats for that. I mean, this has been the big push of the Democrats for several years now to make everything electric. No more natural gas. Remember, I stopped two pipelines from coming into this state. Yeah, electricity's the answer, right? Until you don't have it. And you don't think about those things. You don't think about the fact that, well, gee, what am I going to cook? How am I going to get on the internet? So many people upset that by Monday night, as the snow was still tapering off, I can't get on the internet. Why not? What are these corrupt, crooked politicians doing out there? Obviously, none of them have ever tried to deal with 3 feet of snow on the ground and on the roadways. So I really have very little patience with whining. And, you've got to expect that. I know a lot of you still have not seen a plow on your street, and it may be days before you do. I believe most of the power is back in Massachusetts, although a considerable number of folks still do not have power. Have you ever gone out into the woods after 3 feet of snow, windblown snow, try to find power lines and get back up on the, and hook them up and so on and so forth? No, I bet you haven't, right? But you're an expert. And, again, the whining and the crying and the moaning, just I have no tolerance and no patience for it. You live in New England, we get rough weather. We don't get tornadoes so much here. We don't get big earthquakes here so much. But we do get snowstorms and nor'easters. And with those, we get power outages. With those, we get lots of snow on the road. And it takes a while to plow it out. They actually had to call in the National Guard in Fall River in New Bedford. This is right here. I mean, we're ground zero, New Bedford, Fall River. And so there's a lot of work that goes into it. So I would just ask you to have patience. And, I actually saw I wish I could find it right now, and I probably can't on quick notice, but it was actually a little video online. I wish I could find it. I'm not sure if I shared it or what. Maybe it's right here. No, this one is a protest. I'm not quite sure what they're protesting on the snow, but they're marching with signs. But I don't know if I shared it out, chances are I could find it. Because I'm just curious to find the street. Give me a half a second here. No, I guess I didn't share it out. But anyway, there was a street in New Bedford. It might have been Summer Street. If anybody was involved in this, you want to call me and set me straight on this. I think it might have been Summer Street in New Bedford. And the residents actually all got out there with shovels. I don't know if they had snow blowers or what, but the entire neighborhood got out there and shoveled their street because it hadn't been plowed yet. And you may say, well, I pay taxes. I expect my street. Well, then don't bitch because it hasn't been plowed yet. And it got me thinking about something. about how dependent so many people are. First of all, you're dependent on blaming people. You become addicted to blaming everybody for what goes on. I don't know how many times I've told you over the course of the 10 years that I've been here that you cannot realistically expect the government to solve all of your problems, right? The government can't do it. There are 350 million people in this place. Government can't solve everybody's problems. Government is mostly reactionary, right? The government can't shovel snow before it falls. It can bring in equipment. It can bring in power trucks. It can bring in, crews to man the streets. It can maybe even pre-salt them and everything. When you get 3 feet of snow, that laughs at the pre-treatment, by the way, that goes on. It doesn't do any good. But in any event, government can't do everything for you. Government can't save you. This is why it's important for you to take lessons, be trained, and keep a firearm in your house to protect your family. The government can't do that. Government's not going to station police officers outside of your house to make sure your house is safe. You need to be proactive, and you need to defend yourself and be ready to defend yourself. And the police, the government essentially reacts to things. So when it snows and we have 3 feet of snow, the government reacts to the snow and goes out and plows and chases the snow and so on and so forth. You can't expect the government to wave a magic wand and all of a sudden all of the side streets in New Bedford are free of 3 feet of snow. And keep in mind, I know when I first went out Monday night to take a look, try to find my car, where I live, it's a huge, wide open parking lot. So there were drifts waist deep. The snow was knee deep, and there were drifts waist deep. Okay, so imagine trying to remove that from 300 miles of streets in the city of New Bedford, and then Dartmouth, and Fairhaven, and Acushnet, and Rochester, and Westport, and Fall River with all the hills and everything. Oh, we're going to get it done. We'll get it done by Tuesday morning. All you people go to bed and wake up Tuesday morning, all your streets are going to be plowed right down to the pavement. How unrealistic is that? But there was a group, as I was saying, on I think it was Summer Street, and they decided to dig themselves out. Not sit back, not whine, not complain, not bitch, not moan, and say, oh, they haven't plowed me out yet. They haven't plowed me out yet. The bums, oh, gee, no, they're going to plow me out. They went out to get it themselves. I mean, you have two options. You can sit and wait for people to come and save you, or you can work together with the folks in your neighborhood and save yourselves. Do something that's proactive. I was so proud to see that video. It brought me right back to the blizzard of 78, because I can remember I was 20 years old in 78, and I remember that. And I remember everybody in the neighborhood came out with shovels and helped each other to shovel and to shovel the street, and to people brought food outside. Everybody was worked together. It wasn't, you know, where's the snow plow? Oh my God. So, you know, if you're going to whine and you're going to tell me, oh, my street hasn't been seen a plow since Monday, you know, be thankful. Be thankful that your house hasn't caught fire and a fire engine hasn't need. Fire engines have been stuck all throughout the region. Big, giant front-end loaders have been needed to pull plows out that got stuck in 3 feet of snow. So, you know, you got to be, if by next Monday the plows still haven't gotten down your street, then you got something to bitch about. Then you got something to complain about, right? And I'll stand there with you. Other than that, shut up. I don't want to hear about it. Unless you're willing to go out there and do it. The government cannot take care of all of your needs. You need to be able to organize in your neighborhood or do something to protect your family. Shovel out your car so that when the plow does come down, you know, it's all ready to go. Make sure the fire hydrants are dug out. Make sure the catch basins are dug out. I don't know about where you are, but we had a period of rain here today. This stuff's going to melt. You know, it's the end of February. And, you know, I know we still have some cold weather to go. Every day that sun gets a little bit higher in the sky, this snow is going to melt. And it's going to start to, once it starts to melt, it's going to melt quickly. And there's going to be a lot of flooded streets if you do not make sure that your catch basins are open. Well, that's what I pay taxes for. The city needs to come back. Again, you want to wait? Or do you want to, you know, just wait until your cellar is flooded or whatever, and then you can complain about that? Or do you want to be proactive and, you know, grab a shovel and go down and make sure your catch basin is open? So, I mean, the choice is yours. But don't make the rest of us miserable, because you know what? Not only is your street blocked, but everybody listening has an issue. Now, I walked in today. One of our sales, great sales representatives fell down on the ice yesterday, fractured a wrist, and, you know, injured herself in other ways out there. I mean, we've all got sob stories. We've all missed something, or we can't get our cars out, or we can't do exactly what we want. Maybe we don't have power and we couldn't watch, you know, the Celtics game last night or whatever. You know, that's life. Life's tough. You either sit back and you bitch about it, or you go out there and you face it and you do something to make life better for somebody else or whatever. You know, yesterday was great. We went out Monday night and dug the cars to the best of our ability. Once it stopped snowing, during the night, the plows came through our parking lot and opened up quite an expansive area. Yesterday, the sun was out, temperature was fairly mild, and by comparison. And we went out, and all of the neighbors were coming down. They were all helping each other to dig out. And that is the spirit of it. Again, you sit there and you wait, and you complain, and you moan, and life is terrible, and you know, these crooked politicians are probably pocketing all the money that was set aside for plowing. That's got to be it. Their streets are plowed. I'll bet you their streets are plowed. You know, there's a method to the madness when you are trying to plow out a city. We'll use New Bedford and Fall River, right, for examples. Brockton also had a travel ban. You couldn't travel to Brockton. You got to open up the main thoroughfares first and make sure they stay open, so that ambulances, police cars, and so on and so forth. Now, we say, well, gee, you know, I live on Smith Street or I live on Jones Street, and what if we have a medical emergency? Well, if the main thoroughfares are open, they can walk in and get you and bring you out. But if the main thoroughfares are closed and your street's been plowed, what good is that going to do you? You got to get the main thoroughfares open, and you got to keep them open, the main arteries. Then you go in, and then you start working on the on the side streets and so on and so forth, parking lots for the schools and all that. There's a priority here. And I know you're important as hell. You're really cute. You're really important. But you are not as important as you think you are in terms of the pecking order. Okay. Well, I got to go to work. My boss is going to fire. People were actually saying this on Tuesday morning when I know that nothing was open Tuesday morning. Nothing was open on Tuesday morning. My husband's got to get out to work. And he's going, well, what does he do? He works at a donut shop. Well, you know what? They can make the donuts without him. You know, I mean, just so that's my little rant on all of that. And if you want to get involved in that discussion, that's fine. If you've got some issues, I would love to hear, not in a complaining way, but I would love to hear about what your neighborhood looks like. I know when I got in my car this morning, I was a little bit nervous about what I was going to find out there. Fortunately, once I can find my way to 195, I can scoot right down 195 and then to 240, and I'm here at Fairhaven. So, you know, right at the radio station. So I didn't have too bad of a time getting here. I do go down Reed Road in Dartmouth, and at about 8:30 this morning, Reed Road was still snow-covered and very slippery. There's a lot of traffic on it, and so you just got to go slow. Once I got to 195, I was fine. But what do your neighborhood streets look like? I can just imagine. I can only imagine they're in pretty tough shape. And if you got anything you want to tell us about, you know, any stories, things that you witnessed, things that you saw, people helping people and those kind of things, I'd love to hear about those kind of things. But if you want to tell us about, because I know a number of people have asked me, what are the conditions like on the roads and streets in New Bedford? Is it safe to go out? Is it safe to drive? I can only imagine places like County Street. Got to be a nightmare. You know, County Street from, say, the center down, right? Or, you know, a lot of those narrow streets coming up through Ward 2 or Ward 5, Ward 6. I'll bet you those streets must be nightmares at this point. So I'd love to hear what the conditions are like, just so that we can give guidance to other listeners as to where we should go, where we could go, and where maybe we shouldn't go at this point until more work gets done and the streets are all cleared out. All right, I'm going to take a break, and I want to also talk about the State of the Union last night. What did you think of the State of the Union last night? It was an amazing speech, and a lot of stuff to unwrap about that. So let's do the break. It's a real quick one. We're going to come right back, and we'll get your calls next right here on WBSM. Stay with us.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetDix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they, too, can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $6.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't.
All righty, welcome back into the program. 12:44 on a Wednesday afternoon. And yeah, this is certainly going to be a storm we're going to talk about for a long, long, long time. This is this generation's blizzard of 78, right? 508-996-0500. Thanks for hanging on. You're next in WBSM.
Hey, Barry, what's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
I tell you, man, I'm doing all right now, but I tell you, I wasn't doing too good last week. I tell you, I had a bad heart attack, so my girl and my boys came back to live with me. I'm so thankful they're back living with me. They're taking care of everything. My son Noah, you got him on Facebook, would you? He calls in every year, wishing me happy birthday. He's been out there with my girl. They're helping the neighbors out, you know, unshoveling. Last night, we seen a breath of life. We seen the biggest Barry bulldozer I've ever seen in my life. That thing had to have been about 100 feet tall and 75 feet wide. I never seen a bulldozer so big. Like,
was that one of the National Guard things? Or?
Yeah, National Guard guy, yeah. Because yeah. I live over there near Stop and Shop off Diamond Street. So okay. They used that to do all the parking lot there. So I guess it came right over, I don't know, I'd say all the streets here, I get snow as high as my stop sign here on my street.
Wow.
As high as the stop sign. This city, New Bedford, they ain't doing nothing. I know all the tax money's going through because it ain't going to help it out.
They're doing nothing. The city's doing nothing?
Absolutely. You know what's the worst thing that's going to happen now? These roads have holes in them. They literally have holes in the roads all around where I live. I mean, you drive, you hit a hole now. It's not just a bump. It's a hole. You're going into a hole all over the streets of New Bedford. You can tell that to Mr. Mitchell there, your mayor.
Yeah, but how can you, hold on. How can you say the city has done nothing? The city has been plowing since Sunday.
I can tell you the city has done nothing around here because everybody's stuck in the house. All the side streets, you can't even go
Sir, look, with all due respect, we just had 3 feet of snow. We have never in recorded history had 3 feet of snow.
Right.
Right. But so man, you expect it. Wait, what do you want, Tinkerbell to come and melt the snow? It takes time to get this 3 feet of snow off of every street and every sidewalk in the city. This is a long city.
But you're asking me, and I'm telling you, around where I live, my area, all the side streets are all still packed with snow.
But do you think you're unique?
I don't see that nobody doing nothing, Barry. I guess you're against.
Well, I know, but I don't know if you heard when I said when I first started talking earlier. I don't want to hear people bitching. If your street is if your street is still buried on Monday, then call me and I'll bitch with you. But it is less than 48 hours since the snowstorm stopped.
Yeah, it's all set now, but everything's taking time. And Fall River, too, is really horrible, too.
Yeah.
I can't really say too bad for us, because they're doing it just as bad. So, hey, you have a great day, man. I just told you how I feel.
All right, well, I appreciate it, but, I don't want to hear whining. You know, I get it. You look out your window and you see, your street's in tough shape and so on and so forth. But how many streets are there in New Bedford? Do you think yours is the only one that looks like that? You know, there have been men and women that have been working their asses off Sunday night. Actually, before, they were out Sunday afternoon trying to get the city, or keep the city so that people can get around. To say they've done nothing? 508-996-0500 is the number. You're next on WBSM. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on.
Hello?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Oh, hi, Barry. It's me. Darren, I just got there hearing that last gentleman talking. Now, my streets aren't plowed either, but if you would have heard the mayor's speech yesterday, they don't have enough people out there. They only have like 100 and some odd plows out there, and they're making sure the main streets are done first. Then he said they will work on all the side streets. Eventually, these streets will clear up, or it will melt by this week. Sometime this weekend, we're going to get warmer temperatures. It will melt. But there's nothing I could do. I'm not going to sit there and whine. There's nothing I can do. You know, nobody could do anything.
And how do you find fault? If you find fault with the way people are doing the job, that implies that you know how to do it better, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I don't even drive. I walk, but I walk through this stuff. Managed to walk to a store yesterday, shoveled my whole property out yesterday, helped some of my neighbors like you should do. I mean, I was alive in 78. I remember that. This is the biggest one this state has ever had.
Yeah.
But we can't whine about this. People are just going to have to be patient. That's what I say.
Either that or pick up a shovel and go out and help. I mean, yes. You know, it's that simple. Either you sit on your butt and you complain about what everybody else is doing, or you go out and you lend a hand. Now, maybe if everybody in that gentleman's mm-hmm. street went out with their snow blowers and their shovels, they might be able to open up that street.
Yeah, you know what? I seen a video on Facebook this morning. Fall River, they have a whole bunch of neighbors. They're out there. They said, since our street ain't plowed, they got out and they plowed their own street.
Yeah, I was just referencing that video. I thought it was New Bedford. It was Fall River?
Yeah, Fall River.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. You can't sit and wait for the government to save you all the time because, the government can't do it. It doesn't have the ability. I mean, you've got to be able to work to help yourself sometimes.
Well, it's called common sense. Use your own common sense. Get out there. Do something about it instead of crying about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. 508-996-0500 is the number. You're up next on WBSM. Good afternoon.
Hey, Barry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, for the gentleman that's complaining about the plowing situation in the city, if he hasn't been out and driving around, then he shouldn't be complaining. As you said, the city is doing the best they can with what they have. This is not so much snow plowing. It's snow removal. Okay? And it's just so hot. I've been going around. The streets are very... All the big main streets are all open. It's the side streets. They got front-end loaders. They got dump trucks. They're doing the best that they can. We got 37, 36 inches of snow. It doesn't go away. You'll go around the north end and the south end, all the smaller streets where the plows got stuck. They had to back up, and they had to leave it there. Glennon Street, Coffin Avenue where the post office is, from the avenue to the Ashley Boulevard, blocked. Irvington Street, blocked. All these streets haven't been able to be done. They're cleaning them up the best they can. Fall River, I was down in Fall River, the same thing. Some of the main streets are very good. Some of the side streets are plowed. And you got people that are out there shoveling, no different than New Bedford also. I've been around. I've been seeing it. So
Well, keep in mind, too, they have, last figure I saw was around 1,000 cars that were towed in New Bedford. That means about 1,000 people refused to comply with the parking ban. Now, when you've got 37 inches of snow on these narrow streets, and you've got to get a big plow down there because you can't send a little mom and pop plow down to get 37 inches off. You got to send the big guys out there, and they can't get down the street because there are cars parked illegally. That makes it more difficult too. You know, these things happen. I mean, it happens. And to sit and try to blame somebody because things aren't going along as quickly as you think they should, less than 48 hours after the snow ended.
How many times did plows get stuck while they were plowing? Because the snow was too high, they couldn't move it with a pickup truck-style plow that the city has, many of them, as you just said, to go down these side streets. I was up one street. The whole side of the street was all the cars parked on the correct side of the street. However, plows never went up there. There is 11 cars parked right around the Glen Inn, Eugenia, Belleville Avenue, wherever that school is, that's right there on Ashley Boulevard. And those people are not moving until a front end loader comes there and moves the snow. I mean, it is horrible, but yet we got to deal with it. I got someone in Somerset. They haven't plowed out his area right now. I got someone in Middleborough. They just went down one time, finally went down a main street and plowed it. So, hey, they're doing the best they can. We do. If you know, the biggest thing is, if you got power and gas, electric, and heat, be very, very thankful, because there's a lot of people that don't have power and they don't have heat. So guess what? Be very thankful that you have a warm house and you can sit in there and stay in there where you should be instead of driving all over the damn place.
Thank you, man, for a good call. I appreciate it. 508-996-0500 is the number. You're up next on WBSM. Good afternoon.
Hi, Barry.
Hi.
How'd you get in? Dog sled?
I actually drove. The only trouble I had was, because my parking lot dumps right out onto Route 6. So Route 6 was good. And then I just take a left onto Reed Road and go from Reed Road, down Reed Road from Route 6 to the 195 on ramp. That was the only hairy spot. Once I got on 195, I was fine.
We lost the radio station, right? Yesterday morning, I believe it was.
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday. I couldn't get in. I mean, I just couldn't even get out of my driveway yesterday.
Yeah, we lost a local radio station. Well, it should be a wake-up call. You know, I'm connected to Comcast. We lost our local radio station, and being connected to Comcast, I lost the TV and my telephone.
Yeah.
So, elderly people, if you don't have a cell phone or a smartphone, boy, you got a problem, you know, if you need an emergency.
Well, this was an unusual storm. You know, this is the worst snowstorm we've had in recorded history. So, things are going to happen. We just all kind of smile the best we can, and we dig our way out, and we deal with it, and get ready, because you know what? Spring is 7 weeks away, so.
Yes.
Not even that.
What is troublesome, though, is the people, so many people park illegally. I'm watching from my window right in front of me now. The tow truck has taken a car away. And I noticed this guy that parked there, he come all the way from another neighborhood. He left his car here in the front, illegally parked. And he's gonna have a big surprise when he comes back.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's been another problem, too. Cars have been abandoned, and trucks have been abandoned. On ramps to highways, on streets, you know, people get stuck. Yeah. They leave their car and they walk away and leave it there.
There's no need of it. They had plenty. They're telling. I don't know if they don't speak English or they're illiterate, but you don't park where the hydrants are. You know.
Yeah.
Just makes it hazardous for the firefighters coming in. You're blocking the hydrants and they can't plow. You know.
The first thing the citizens should do is get up. The snow stops. Get out there. Clean that fire hydrant out and make sure it's good and visible for the firemen. Make sure your drain, your sewer is cleaned out so that the water, as it starts to melt, can go down there. And
Did you see the State of the Union speech last night?
I did. I loved it. What did you think?
I loved it. It was terrific. It's all about America.
Yeah.
And boy, boy, did they expose what the Democrats stand for.
Yeah, they
stand
did.
Stand up for America. They won't even stand up for America.
And I was so happy to hear him mention Massachusetts, too, as being even more corrupt than Minneapolis. And there's a lot that's going to be coming out from there. I don't know if you realize, but Trump, I know you don't go online, but Trump actually shared out on his webpage over the weekend, his Truth Social, three stories that were written by Tim Dunn, who comes on the program all the time from the Boston Herald, all about the corruption in Massachusetts. Trump read them and put them on his Truth Social page to show people what's going on here.
Yeah, well, eventually they're going to come here and expose that, too.
Yeah.
What got me so mad was that Omar, she's probably, there's a question, I don't even think she's legally here, and she's opened up her bad mouth, and she's yelling and everything, you know.
And the other one sitting next to her, the other one, Tlaib from Michigan, she's sitting there with an F ICE pin on. Did you see that?
No, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, she had a big round pin that said F ICE on it.
Oh God! These people are really disgusting.
Yeah.
How can you vote for a Democrat? Huh? Oh, really?
It's not the old Democrat Party that our parents and folks grew up with. Thank you, my friend. I got to hold you there. I got to get the last break in for the hour. We're going to come back in just a minute. Stay tuned. You are listening to WBSM.
Sure. Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions.
All right, welcome back into the program. Kermit the Frog there. Hey, listen, if you're looking to move or you need home improvements, you want to call Bill Bichant and Bichant Builders. From roofing, windows and doors to kitchen and bathroom models.